This is KCUR 89.3. Faith is a driving force for many Missouri voters, and different interpretations of Scripture can lead to opposing views when it comes to making political decisions. For the last story of the Beyond the Ballot statewide series, Jennifer Moore with Ozarks Public Radio explains.
On a recent Thursday evening, as commuters whiz by on a busy Springfield street, a handful of activists are gathered inside the First Unitarian Universalist Church.
You'll log in with an ID and password.
They're part of Missouri Faith Voices, a multi-faith organization that pushes for equality across economic and racial lines.
They're getting ready to call voters all across the state.
Susan Schmaltzbauer, a Methodist, says one ballot measure the group is rallying behind is Proposition B, which would eventually raise Missouri's minimum wage to $12.
The current wage is not enough for a family to live on.
She says many verses in the Bible urge Christians to serve the poor and downtrodden. And when she looks at political candidates, that's a major factor.
It matters how you treat the vulnerable. Are you kind?
Faith Voices tends to champion issues supported by Democrats. But Southwest Missouri has long been a Republican stronghold, which often overlaps with the area's evangelical faith population. According to the nonpartisan project Patchwork Nation, many counties in the Missouri Ozarks are deemed evangelical epicenters, spots with the highest concentration of evangelical Christians in America.
Well, can I just start by telling you that I'm a Christian? A non-denominational Christian, evangelical.
That's Georgine Tilton, who ran as a Republican for Missouri's 137th House seat and lost in this year's primary.
God set up three institutions: the church, capital C, the family, and government.
There are several faith issues affecting Tilton's vote, and a big one is debt. She refers to passages like Proverbs 22:7, which says, "The borrower is slave to the lender." In Missouri, lawmakers are required to pass a balanced budget each year, but members of Congress aren't.
Don't tell me that in every single bureaucracy that you can't reduce the budget. There's a lot of waste going on there.
Tilton supports President Donald Trump, and even though the national debt has grown since he entered office, Tilton says she believes it will decrease given time because she believes Trump's policies are leading to economic prosperity. Here in Greene County, Trump defeated Hillary Clinton by a nearly 2-to-1 margin. In some far southern Ozarks counties, like Howell, Trump garnered almost 80% of the vote. Springfield is home to Council of Churches of the Ozarks, a group of more than 70 churches that provide social services, like shelter for homeless women. But the need is still great, says Executive Director Mark Struckoff.
In just every category, I would say, demand for our services is up.
He says even the area's churches don't agree on whether this demand should be met by the government or by the faith community, or both.
My sense is that there is not a consensus about that. And my sense is that that's okay.
Liberal and conservative churchgoers believe serving the poor is a Christian obligation. But according to Tilton,
biblically, that is not a government function. That is a function of the church.
I'd like to tell you about a couple of very important
at the First Unitarian Universalist Church, Schmaltzbauer says she sees things differently than Tilton.
I think the churches are really good at acts of mercy. But the reason why Faith Voices is here and why we gather is because it gets really tiring pulling people out of the river who are in crisis.
Both Schmaltzbauer and Tilton try to heed Bible verses, like the oft-quoted Micah 6:8. What does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. They just differ on what role the government should play, if any, in carrying out that mission. I'm Jennifer Moore in Springfield.